I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You.
We have with us today Dr. Jory Brinkerhoff, assistant professor of biology at the University of Richmond, an expert in Lyme disease ecology, looking at ticks and the hosts that they infect. Jory, with tick season upon us, how do you avoid getting bitten by ticks when you're out in the field?
There are a number of things that we can do, those of us who are out in the woods during tick season, to minimize exposure. I think probably the most important thing to do is when you return from being outside, make sure you do a thorough tick check and remove any ticks that may have bitten. Sometimes you'll get an itchy sensation at the point of tick bite. That's a good indication that there might be a tick or might have been a tick. But being outside, using a repellent, a tick repellent, an insect repellent with DEET is pretty effective. And I often will tuck my pants into my socks to try to keep the ticks from crawling up my legs.
Right, right. I've been known in really ticky areas, I'll take duct tape and wrap it around my ankles after I've tucked my pant legs in my socks with the sticky side out. And that can be a real revealing experience when you find out just how many ticks are out there.
Absolutely.
So what are the symptoms that people should be looking for Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases here in Virginia?
What I tell my students who come out with me into the field to sample for ticks is if they feel flu-like symptoms, if they feel like they have a cold coming on, summer is not cold season.
Right.
So those kinds of symptoms are an indication that you may have a tick-borne infection. One good piece of news about tick-borne disease in Virginia is most of the tick-borne infections that Virginia citizens might be exposed to are readily treated with a short course of antibiotic.
It's my understanding that the black-legged tick is not the most common biting tick out there, is it?
That's right. Throughout most of Virginia, the lone star tick, which is the sort of reddish tick, the adult females have a white spot on their backs.
Very common. Yeah.
Those are common. The adult forms of that tick are very abundant in the summer, as are the immature forms. Those outnumber the Lyme disease tick, the black-legged tick, by 100-1 in most of Virginia.
Well, and of course, they carry their own disease, too. The black-legged tick or the deer tick is the only vector for Lyme disease, but we can talk about lone star ticks and other tick-borne pathogens in Virginia at another time.
Absolutely. Lyme disease is what scares a lot of people when it comes to tick-borne disease. And the good news in Virginia is throughout most of the state, Lyme disease risk is fairly low, in part because these black-legged ticks are relatively uncommon. The bad news is the other ticks that are much more common, lone star ticks in particular, do carry their own suite of pathogens.
Right. So it's just important to minimize your exposure to ticks across the board.
Absolutely. Whether it's a Lyme disease hotspot or not, tick-borne disease risk is something to be concerned about.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America and the Book of Beetles. Keep those tick tips in mind as we head toward our annual Explore the Outdoors event, scheduled for Sunday, April 23rd. You'll need to register to get your free tickets. Go to ideastations.org/explore-outdoors. You'll also find What's Bugging You photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.